Are looking live at primetime action with Gil Alexander and Matt Brown on VSiN, the sports betting network.
It is VSiN's primetime action Friday night from the South Point. Gil Alexander, Matt Brown, Kelly Bidlin. Watch a little NC State, North Carolina in football on the TV screen in front of us. North Carolina State was up 14-0 in this game, and they're about to trail. Nope. Didn't take it back to the house. There was a fumble and a recovery for North Carolina. So Carolina down 14-10 now, knocking at the door with a chance to take the lead in that one. And basketball going on. Apple Cup has started. All the update from Kelly right now.
Yeah, we'll start right there with the Apple Cup. 10-0 Washington State. 12 minutes left in the second quarter. Live numbers, Washington State 9.5 and 40.5 is your live total. NC State up on North Carolina 14-10. Like Gil said, NC State a 6.5-point live favorite, 53.5 the live total. Over in the NBA, the Hornets all over the Timberwolves, 117-95, 7 minutes left in that game. The Bulls all over the Magic, 100-72, 8.5 minutes left in that one. The Suns all over the Knicks, 100-80. That game has 7 minutes remaining in the fourth quarter. Pacers up on the Raptors, 64-55. Pacers, 8.5-point live favorites, 225.5 the live total. Atlanta up on Memphis, 54-46. The Hawks, 6.5 live, 226.5 the live total. An update on Ja Morant. It is a left knee injury he suffered. Will not return for the remainder of the game. The Wizards up on the Thunder, 56-54 at halftime. Wizards 5.5 and 212.5. And the Spurs, let me double check this score quick. Yes, the Spurs lead the Celtics 28-9 with 30 seconds left in the first quarter. The Spurs are 8.5-point live favorites, 201.5 your live total. In the NHL, Lightning make it 2-0 over the Kraken. End of two.
There you go.
You can get the Kraken 14-1 to come back, Matt. You want to hop in on that?
No, death to the Kraken.
3.5 the live total, shaded to the over. Blue Jackets up on the Canucks, 3-2, 13.5 minutes left in the third period. Blue Jackets -130, Canucks even money, 6.5 live total. Sabres up on the Canadiens, 4-1 with 16 minutes remaining in that game. Stars up on the Avalanche, 3-0, 1 minute left in the second period. If you wanted to get in live on the Avalanche, you can get +525. 4.5 is your live total, juice to the over. Penguins, did you say you bet the Penguins? 1-0?
I did.
All right, 1-0.
That was Annie McNeil's play, not my own.
1-0 over the Islanders right now. 145 left in the second period. Penguins -180. Islanders +150. 3.5 your live total. Heavily juiced to the under.
All right. Big college basketball game here tonight at T-Mobile. Gonzaga and Duke. I'm sure you're racing over there to watch this game. Yeah? You attending?
No.
No?
We'll be on TV.
Okay.
We're going to listen to it on your patio, Gil.
Yeah, so the issue for me is now I live too close to that arena, so it's going to be a bear getting back to my place. But with the Golden Knights game, yeah, I can hear the horn before it registers on TV. So, you know, if there's a betting opportunity in basketball where a horn was involved, then it would be also.
I'll be texting you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Did the shot clock just go off?
North Carolina, by the way, takes their first lead of this game against NC State, 16-14 again. Down 14-0 at one point early in this, and they have stormed back now to take the lead. A game that NC State, I think, closed about pre-flop -5.5 down in Raleigh. All right, let's continue. There is one more afternoon game to get to. Maybe the best game on paper of the weekend, the Rams at the Packers. Rams by 1.5 now.
Certainly one of the most consequential for us as we, you know, kind of look forward into the NFC playoff picture. 1.5 here at the South Point, 2 pretty much rest of country in favor of the Rams. And those 47 is the prevailing total. Whenever we look at what we got out of the injury report today, nothing on the Rams side. So Rams are all good to go. The guys we know were going to be out for the Packers. David Bakhtiari was never going to play. They ended up having to scope his knee. And so they're going to reassess him after a bye. Then you've got Kevin King, who is doubtful. Of course, doubtful pretty much means out. And then you've got Aaron Jones, Alan Lazard, and then Rashawn Gary, who are all listed as questionable. No Aaron Rodgers not listed. That's it. He didn't practice all week. I mean, like, again, that's – it's Aaron Rodgers, and he is Aaron Rodgers and all that. But, I mean, he didn't practice all week long. So this toe thing is a little bit more than just a nuisance, I would imagine.
Yeah, and we've seen him come out from one week where he didn't practice earlier this year and didn't go so well when he came back.
Yeah, it's just – it's so – I mean, again, he – again, they didn't put him on the injury report, so I mean, it's not like he's not going to play, but it was at least to the point to where he wasn't able to get out there for 3 days in a row, right? So whatever, you know, draw from that what you will. So here's the quote, and when I say draw from it what you will, draw from this what you will. Matt LaFleur talking about the guys in specifically Aaron Jones, Allen Lazard, and Rashawn Gary. Big parts of this offense, obviously, right? I mean, we're talking like your number two receiver, your number one running back, and then your best defensive player. He starts out with, I would say if a guy's cleared to play, we'll let him go. Only to walk it back with the very next sentence in which he says, but you're also mindful of what you have in front of you, and certainly we would never want to put anybody in a position where you could subject them to greater risk where they could be out for a longer period of time. So he came with the, if they're cleared to go, we'll let them go. Unless, of course, we decide that we don't want to let them go because of, you know, further circumstances here.
And the reason
I bring that up is because they have a bye next week. And so it is one of those deals where, yeah, Aaron Jones was out there and he did practice. And same with Lazard. And then Rashawn Gary got in a limited practice today as well. But are they looking more big picture in the grand scheme of things type situation here where it's like, okay, let's not get these guys out here and then bang them up when really we could let them sit this week. Then we can have a bye. And then so basically we're giving them an extra 3 weeks off. So again,
you know what it sounds to me like? I'm sort of splitting the difference on that. That the guys will go, they'll give it a go. And if things get away from them, let's just say, they might pack it in early kind of thing. That might be an in-game thing to think about.
Yeah.
On Sunday.
Yes. Very, very true. Very true. And so again, it's one of those deals where, you know, coach speak is often confusing, and so again, he started out with, if they can go, we'll let them play, only to follow it up with, unless there's things to consider, you know, moving forward.
We're trailing by 10, and so, in which case we'll just pack it in for a couple weeks.
There's all that. So look, we've got a Rams team here that's really struggled the last couple times out, and you, there were some rumblings, and I even thought that, you know, I said something about this as well. About maybe there being some injury stuff going on with Matthew Stafford. A couple of beat writers didn't necessarily say that he was hurt, but they did say they were back kind of like under center a whole bunch more in practice this week and less of the whole shotgun stuff and different things to where maybe there was led to believe that there was at least a little something going on with Matthew Stafford. Then they have the whole Odell situation where first, it was McVay saying it'll be a work in progress, only 24 hours later to say that he'll be a big part of the offense this week as well. It's just so funny with these coaches and stuff. So, it, you know, again, draw from that what you will, whatever you believe. It'll be somewhere in the middle, right? Like we saw him play not very much the first week. They get a bye week. He will probably not run a full complement of snaps and things like that. He probably hasn't fully grasped the offense, but he'll certainly be out there for much more than we saw a week ago. And then it's what do you feel about this toe thing with Aaron Rodgers? If you think it's no big deal, if you think that he is going to be, you know, completely 100%, and again, they get the good drugs, and so how bad this really affects him and his performance and stuff like that, then that's kind of draw your own conclusions thing as well. For me, I have him power ranked pretty much identically, right? And so I have the Rams in a teaser because this thing opened while they're now 2-point favorites. This thing opened as them being 2-point dogs. And so being able to take them up to a +8 in another game where that number is no longer available. I hate like talking about bets that I have that are no longer available, but I just want to kind of like walk you through the process of where I am and why I'm saying like I wouldn't bet it where it is now because of how things have gone. But they were +2, was able to take them up to 8. I have them power ranked like identically. And so with that, if I'm going to get 8 points or even 2 points, I just decided to – I love the Washington leg of the teaser at the time when the opening numbers came out that I would just want to do that. But if you're going to give me points with a team that I have, you know, power rank basically identically as the other one, I'm going to take it every single time. Like, now comes the horrible decision of, like, I could take the Packers 8.
I could
take the Packers up to 8, where I have the Rams up to 8 the other direction, and have, like, this gigantic, huge touchdown middle on both of these teams, where I think that this game could probably come down to a final possession type deal, you know? And so it's an interesting scenario that I'm in, and I am looking for additional dance partners for the Patriots as well. And so it's not out of the realm of possibility that I could have both sides of this thing.
I think you should. Yeah. I think that's how you do play it.
Honestly, I think that game, if you could get up to +8 on both sides, I would.
Yeah.
I like that both ways. Yeah, I'm jealous of your Washington ticket now, because that was a Cowboys ruined that one for me. That was a Cowboys Washington.
Oh, it was for you? Oh, yeah.
Well, we'll get there. Let's, we still got to get to the primetime games. We will do that because we're running up into the break. But, those games are trending favorably. At least the Monday night game is trending favorably with Washington players. So we'll get to that momentarily. I did play the Packers teaser side. And if I'm you and I already have the Rams in pocket on the teaser side, why not create that middle?
I mean, it's
live a little. What are we doing here?
Well, I mean, it's massive in a game that I think is
you think it's really close anyway.
I feel likely it's a one score game, like any way that you look at it, right? I mean, I'll probably end up with the Patriots and Packers side of that as well.
All right, Browns, Ravens, Seahawks, Washington, Sunday night and Monday night football next with implications for D'Ernest Johnson, among others. We'll do that next on VSiN's Primetime Action.
You are looking live at Primetime Action with Gil Alexander and Matt Brown on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Draft a killer lineup and hunt down a win with the Gridiron Grudge Match presented by Amazon's Hannah. Play free fantasy football and fight for your share of $5,000. Head to DraftKings.com/PrimeVideoHannah now to get in on the action. Amazon, work hard, have fun, make history. Terms and conditions and other eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com. For details.
Spoiler, Hannah's a murderer.
We I think we broke down Hannah pretty good earlier.
Spoiler alert.
People learned
Hannah's
a lot
a murderer.
On tonight's show. They have learned some NFL bets, what the show Hannah's about.
Our regular currency exchange segments.
Currency exchange, yep. Cowboy attire, so much.
That we're going to get you a onesie for Christmas?
Jammies, bro.
Jammies, bro.
Get you a onesie, big adult onesie.
That should be in the VSiN store on a t-shirt. Jambies, bro. I'd buy that. Browns at Ravens Sunday night with the Ravens now. This is sort of like crept downward all week. Ravens -3.5.
Yeah, it is 4 still at DraftKings for whatever reason, but 3.5 pretty much everywhere else in this one. Total 47. If you take a look at this injury report, it is not really all that revealing as to what's going to go on in the game because it is the expectation that Kareem Hunt and Jack Conklin are going to play on Sunday. But again, that wasn't confirmed or anything like that. Of course, Jack Conklin being their standout offensive tackle and Kareem Hunt, of course, being the one B to the one A there in that backup in that running back situation. So, you know, look, it says expected to play. So I imagine they'll try to give it a whirl if they possibly can. No injury designation for Baker Mayfield, except of course for the shoulder and the foot and the groin that's been bothering him, like whatever. But no,
but
no
he's
injury.
Good. He's
but
good.
But he's good.
Trifecta.
Yeah. Questionable. Donovan Peoples-Jones is questionable. I guess the good thing from a Brown standpoint, outside of the Hunt and Conklin news, would be that Jarvis Landry didn't have any sort of injury designation either, despite the fact that he leaves the game every single week as well. But I digress. Like whatever. On the Ravens side of things, Marquise Brown, Calais Campbell and Brandon Williams all listed as questionable for them. So again, that's pretty big, right? I mean, Brandon Williams, Calais Campbell, two starting defensive linemen for them, and then Marquise Brown being the number one wide receiver for them. So there's a lot of clouds over this game. And so I will give you a breakdown with the full disclaimer that I want absolutely nothing to do with this game. Like completely, so many question marks, so many things can go sideways. Like if I knew for sure that Conklin was going to play and Hunt was going to play and Peoples-Jones was going to be out there and this whole thing with the groin stuff going on with Baker was not as bad as people made it out to be and all this. So if I knew that for a fact, then if you're going to give me 3.5, well, 4, a draft game, if you're going to give me 4 points with the Browns, then I would take that all day long. But there's just like so much that could go sideways between now and Sunday when this, I don't want that in my account, right? Like I don't want that there, right? And then you look on the other side of the ball with this Ravens squad that, let's be honest, like, yeah, they're sitting there 7-3. We've talked about this multiple times. It's like they're the anti Vikings, right? It's like they could easily be the 5-5 team, or even worse, right? With a couple of the games that they had to pull out last second, including a 700-yard field goal by Justin Tucker, NFL record to win one of those games. And so, I don't really want anything to do with this Ravens team right now, specifically on the offensive side of the ball, until I can kind of see what this team looks like with, you know, now that these defenses, I think, have at least a little bit of an idea of how you kind of attack them, just blitz the hell out of them, make Lamar Jackson have to make hot reads, make him have to, like, make quick decisions, don't let him sit there. And, you know, again, like we said, he had increased a massive amount as far as how good he was in the pocket and being a pocket passer so far this year. And I think they don't want to let him do any of that, you know. And now here comes this defensive line of the Cleveland Browns into town, who are, you know, within the top 5 in the league in pressure rate. They're third overall in pass rush win rate, and they don't have to do it with you know, they do that without even having to blitz all that much. And so now if you have that defensive line getting that type of pressure, and then you can send, you know, one extra guy every now and then or something like that, I think that it could create a decent amount of problems. So it's just so many question marks for me that it's real tough to get a beat on how to play this one.
Yeah, I'm with you. I want no part of that game.
Yeah, it's
no part.
If you – it's you know, we say this kind of every week about at least a game. If you came to me and said the Ravens won by 10 or the Browns won by 10, I'd be like, sounds about right.
Yep.
You know, yeah. That wouldn't – neither one of those outcomes would surprise
me. It's another one I can't – like, I'm looking forward to watching this Sunday night, very much so, but have no interest in betting it whatsoever.
Yeah.
What about Monday night? Because I do have interest in betting this. Seahawks at Washington. And Washington got a lot of good news today.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of guys that are back on the Washington side of things. So that's a big bonus for this team, and including one of their playmakers in Logan Thomas getting back out there for them. And you know, here's the thing. You're talking about a tight end here that, yes, it's not to the level of a Kelsey or, you know, one of these elite tight ends in the league, or Kittle or something like that. But look, Logan Thomas had gotten himself to a point where he was definitely in that second tier.
He had, yeah.
Like, definitely in that second tier of what he means to an offense, like, as far as the tight end position. And so getting him back out there is not insignificant in the least bit. I thought this was big-time wrong team favored when this line opened.
And I did. I couldn't believe it when I guessed it.
And
when Chrissy told me that.
Washington, I didn't even get the best of it. It was 2.5, and by the time I got to it, it was down to 2. But it was able to get Washington up to 8 in a teaser with the Rams. Both of those have flipped at this point. So, you know, good on me. Hey, shout out to me. Both those numbers have. Yeah,
yay
both,
you.
Yeah, yay me.
Yay.
Because CLV always, yeah, like I'm building houses out, you know, in Vegas on the CLV. But yeah, look, I took that up to. I couldn't believe it. I thought it was wrong team favored from the get go here. This Seattle team, we've talked about this. Like, I can't be overstated. Like, Russell Wilson came back multiple weeks in advance of the shortest time frame that he was supposed to be out. Like, not even like the, like, he came back multiple weeks in advance of the shortest time that he was supposed to be out. And I think it has shown in his play so far. I mean, like, the guy has been inaccurate. He has been hesitant to throw the ball down the field as much, which, again, that was like what you hung your hat on with Russell Wilson. It was like he throws the best deep ball in the NFL. That was like the thing with Russell Wilson. He's not been doing that. And this is like just now was going to be on the good side of when he was going to be coming back. And so, you look at this Washington team that kind of has started to figure things out a little bit better on the defensive side of the ball as well. And then I think they do just enough on the offensive side too, to where, man, you give me 8 points with this squad. And I think it's still pick 'em at some places out there. So I don't, you know, do with that what you will. If you do play, you know, 7-point teasers or anything like that, I don't know how many people out there do that, but I mean, you know, do with that what you will, but I kind of like them to win the game unless there is some sort of just really drastic improvement on the Seahawks side.
And that Dallas loss yesterday, we brought this up yesterday, like a division that we thought was just dead in the water. I mean, Dallas still definitely the favorite, but Philly with a chance to get within a game and a half, Washington with a chance to get within two in this game, by the way, Terry McLaurin, Antonio Gibson, full practice today, and Curtis Samuel. He of the 4 catches for 19 yards this year, he is trending toward playing.
Yeah.
We've been let down by that before, by the way, this year.
You want to bet on that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, we have been let down by that. But, I mean, it's just the same that it's been over the last 3-4 seasons for Seattle as well. It's like they just can't keep Russell Wilson from having to run for his life, like, out there, right? I mean, they're 31st in adjusted sack rate in the NFL. They're 30th in pressure rate allowed. And, yeah, Washington's defensive line has not been as good as advertised. But, again, I think that they're turning the corner here. I think they're getting a little bit better on that as well. And here's the deal. You don't have to be all that great whenever you're facing a team that's the worst at something. So I think Russell Wilson also finds himself having to just do that whole thing that we've been talking about for years, except now he's hurt. Now he's injured. Now he's not completely healthy. So he's having to do all this whole scrambling and try to create plays with this finger that, again, is pretty important whenever you're throwing a football. So
I said, whenever the day comes, and I didn't know when it was, but whenever he's diminished, because he has covered up so many of Pete Carroll's warts, in my humble opinion, for so many years, whenever he would be diminished, and it is now, as it turns out, that this team would fall off a cliff.
Yeah.
And that's, in fact, what has happened. And they still have this weird, we must establish the run thing that hasn't gone away.
Yeah.
That's also comical as well with this football team. So big opportunities for both the Eagles and Washington in the NFC East. Of course, it's up to them to take advantage of those. Washington on Monday night. Not exactly the sexiest matchup there is, but nonetheless, I think very bettable. And speaking of that, we'll go over all of our actual bets later in the hour. Before that, though, let's get to it.
Let's do it.
Our primetime action, circa million three entry. What did we do last week? What were we last week? 3-2?
3-2.
Thought it was better than that. Okay. We'll try to do better. We'll hash it out next, right here on Primetime Action.
You are looking live at Primetime Action with Gil Alexander and Matt Brown on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Prove your fighting spirit this football season in the Modelo Giant Fantasy Challenge. Play for free in this 3-part contest series for your shot at up to $9,000 in total cash prizes. Head to DraftKings.com/giant prediction to get in on the action. Modelo, brewed for those with a fighting spirit. 21 plus only. Terms and conditions and other eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's free. Go in. Push some buttons. It's free.
All right.
Free money.
This is the time of night we have been waiting for. Kelly, I'll let you, since you are the court stenographer here and you take care of all
the master of ceremonies, I'd prefer to be referred to as.
Pardon me. I have misnamed you.
All right, here they are. Drum roll, please. Unanimous selections for this week's primetime action contest. Patriots and Eagles. I don't think there's any surprise there.
I would have laid like minus 500 that those were the two.
Yeah. And then two votes from both Matt and myself. The second week in a row that Matt and I have had four of the same five picks. Vikings and Panthers.
You guys are like the same person.
Basically.
Jammies, bro.
Even though I picked three this week. I don't know about you guys. I picked three, and I was like, I have no idea how I'm coming up with two more. One votes then from Jets, Packers, Washington, and then conflicting votes on the Bucks and Colts.
Ooh, that was me and you conflicting on the Bucks and Colts.
Yep.
Well,
And actually, you could kind of put all three of us on that because I said I wanted to back both sides of that throughout the course of the week.
You're conflicting inside your own head.
Yeah, that's it's like three conflicting right there. Right, I wanted to back both sides throughout the course.
So we're throwing that one out for sure.
Unless someone wants to use a ram it through. Which, you know what? We're getting late in the season. There's only been one used.
And successfully, by the way.
Successfully.
Despite not having his starting quarterback going for him.
I really don't think
Jacoby Brissett overcoming five turnovers got it done for Matt.
I really don't think I'm using mine this week, though. So, yeah, I've got four of mine in there.
Well, you guys really love the Vikings and Panthers. I mean, look, for me.
I think love's a strong word, but yeah, for the contest purposes, yes, I
have
like
a
them.
Bet on the Panthers. The full disclosure, the Vikings was the fifth one in for me. Like that was the last one in.
Do you love those two more than you do Washington, really? Wow. My singles were on the board here were the Packers, Washington, and the Colts. The Colts we're all conflicted on. The Packers I'm not going to stand behind because of the injury report and the fact that Aaron Rodgers has the toe, so not going to go crazy there. I do like Washington better than I like both the Vikings and the Panthers. Panthers not because I dislike it, just because I have no opinion whatsoever. The Niners worry me in that Vikings game.
Obviously, I'm going to be rooting for Washington as it is anyway. So, I mean, I have rooting interest in that one. So it doesn't it certainly doesn't matter to me.
The Jets are yours.
Yeah, so I mean, the Jets is mine. I have rooting interest there. I have a Washington teaser leg. I have a rooting interest there. I'd be rooting against myself for the Packers, so I don't like that one.
Washington fifth.
Yeah, I think it's pretty simple.
Patriots, Eagles, Vikings, Panthers, Washington.
Because I'm not one of the one voters, so I guess I would have the tiebreaker sort of on which I like best, and it is probably Washington.
Don't let us down, Taylor Heinicke. Can we talk about your personal ones, or would you not rather talk about that?
Oh, no. I mean, I'll play.
No, but let's put the background on this.
Oh, yeah. So I got a couple in the mix. I got a 9-1 and an 8-2 after 2 weeks, so.
But it's a four-week quarter, man.
So it's a big week. I've been here before, though, so I.
It's moving day.
I've been here before.
Moving day, yeah.
Last year, actually. I've been here before last year. Like last year, I had two 9-1s actually going into the third week of a quarter and only to come out pretty bad on the other end.
Well, let me ask you a question, if I might. May I ask you a question?
Yeah.
So you have the 9-1, the 8-2. What is that mental gymnastics exercise like trying to decide which plays to play with each?
So I think this week, because I actually have real bets in on four of the games that I have up there, like those four will just make it on both cards because I actually have real bets in on those.
All right, so that's less complicated.
Less complicated for that, and then it'll be just kind of where I decide where I end up settling kind of on that fifth side there. The problem is, this is where I shouldn't care, but it's like, so I have the Bengals at 3.5 in my account, but it's 4.5 in the contest where I'm like, I shouldn't care, and then that would make it very easy, and then I'm just playing all the things that I have bets on or whatever, but then something in my head, I'm just
you're thinking
like,
too much about it.
It'll
I'm
take
betting
you,
fire.
That'll take you off the Bengals in the contest?
I don't know. I'm just saying like that was like one of the reasons why it wasn't one of the five that I put in there.
Well, I get it because, right, and for a contest plays are different than, for those who are, that's the thing. Like we shouldn't have those interchangeable. We know great contest players that aren't necessarily great bettors, right? They're two different things. We're not betting five games a week. We're just not. But you have to do five in a contest. So just inherent within that, there's a difference.
Especially just straight sides like this.
Right, exactly.
None of us do that.
Could you imagine if like the only thing in sports betting you could do is pre-flop ATS NFL sides five a week? God bless you.
I mean, I guess in theory, from a game theory standpoint, I should play the Bengals because people are going to look at that and they're going to see value on the Steelers.
I hear you there.
And play the Steelers because they're going to say the line's 3.5. I'm getting 4.5 in the contest.
How many people are 10-0? Have you looked at this?
I haven't. Because I did this last year where I got too excited after 2 weeks, and I'm like, I'll start worrying about this after 3 weeks.
You really can't until then because I had a good 2 week start this year. But then even when I went to go look at that, Gil, you're like, it's like depressing when you're like, oh, there's a lot of people.
Well, it wasn't. Exactly, it's just for me. Last year I got this it's so great. 9-1. I'm like, I still have 2 weeks of trying to pick five games against the spread. I'll worry after 3 weeks and then try to get in on
I'd love to participate in this and tell you, oh, yeah, I had that 1 2-week good start that one time, but I don't remember the last time I had
I'm
one.
Trying really to find don't. DraftKings with your incredible menu. I can't believe I can't find a Bengals to win by exactly 4 points prop because I just wanted to mess with Matt's head more.
Oh,
you know what, though? I think, though, that really, now that we've talked this through, I know we've already picked ours, but I'm glad that we can have a group counseling session on mine.
Please.
I think that we have kind of, I think that's a pretty smart way to kind of go about it, right? Is I'm not in the point where I need to really do any sort of leverage stuff right now because it's still only 2 weeks into the deal. But it would create, I think, at least a minimal amount of leverage, because I do think that people are going to look and see,
well,
okay, I'm getting a free point here on the Steelers team that's getting back T.J. Watt, so I'll take it.
Yeah, if you're betting on this team at 3.5, I think you should. I think that's. I mean, I guess I don't know what's the other one you would be comparing it to. Do you have a next one that you'd likely play?
Well,
it would be no Jets. You're playing regardless.
Yeah, I'm playing Jets regardless.
So would it be Vikings?
So Vikings would be in consideration. The football team would be in consideration, and the woofed.
So I guess it depends how close those are all to the Bengals in your mind. But I don't think otherwise. I think that point from 3.5 to 4.5 shouldn't affect your thinking too much.
Yeah, and then I think
it's so easy in these contests to overthink stuff. There's no doubt about that.
Can I go even to a place that you don't want to go to? Can I go to the next week? So let's just. I know you want to do this 1 week at a time, but I think Sam Howell just hurt his knee.
Oh no!
No, he's all right. He's just slow to get up. So let's say you have a 4-1 or a 5-0 week here, right? And so you are very much in it for the fourth and final week. And the pot is like $176,000, something like that. So not a negligible amount of money. Will you, and maybe you haven't even thought of this yet, but do you think you might play a fifth game that mandatory is the Sunday night or the Monday night game so that you have a hedging opportunity?
You have to, right? Like, almost have to.
Well, I mean, I don't even. What is that game?
I'm making him go. Way, I know. I'm making Gil, him go
I've,
way further
I've
than he
always
wants.
Always enjoyed this discussion because it is like, in my mind, you almost have to, because then it's. Gosh, wouldn't you? You would hate it.
I think you do because it's like it's just this little four week window of your life. It's not. It wasn't like you lived with it. Like a lot of people, we had a huge survivor discussion, in the last couple of days. But a lot of people live with survivor too long, and they become so wrapped up in the romance of the journey, right?
Right.
But this is like in and out kind of thing. 4 weeks, you almost owe it to yourself to just go in there and just profit and move on.
Get what money you can, and if you do set up for where you have Sunday or Monday night, that gives you time to take a breath and decide what you're going to do, decide how much you should hedge, that sort of thing.
Not something you have to worry about now, but something to think about.
Well, I mean, I just looked. I mean, I already have a bet on next Monday's game.
Oh, well, there you go.
There you go.
So I already have.
Now, hopefully, you don't like the Sunday night game too much.
Yeah, I already have a thought on that game.
All right. So, but hey, man, I'm just glad you're in it.
It'll be fun next week if I can pull off.
Kelly needs a cowboy hat.
Yeah.
Moving day in the Circa third quarterly event of Circa Billions 3. All right, we'll come back. Our actual bets, what's already in our accounts beyond the contest. Next, VSiN's Primetime Action.
You are looking live at Primetime Action with Gil Alexander and Matt Brown on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Once again, it is still Black Friday. The VSiN Black Friday offer is here. And when you sign up for a $99 midseason football special, you also receive a $20 credit to the VSiN store all of our expert sports betting analysis, insights, and data for the rest of the football season. Plus, $20 to buy VSiN sports betting hats, shirts, mugs, and other great gear. It is a limited time offer, so sign up now for the perfect sports betting holiday gift at VSiN.com/subscribe. Gil, Matt, and Kelly. This is from Cabo Steve at Cabo Crew Steve, Cabo Crew Steve, on Twitter. He says, here now at Circa, but was driving by the South Point when you guys were talking giant SUV bows. He says, it's a real thing. I work for a car dealership. You have no idea what Lexus has created, he said.
That's some interesting insight. Thank you for that tweet.
That is some good insight right there.
And I sent multiple links to Matt, so he's all prepared.
He's all prepared.
Yeah.
Alert the wife. They're just showing up. By the way, this is the greatest in-game bet you've ever made, Kelly. The Hawks by 40.
Yeah, it's looking pretty good. I mean, Grizzlies already have the worst defense in the league. You take John Morant off this team. I mean, he's out for the game. We always try to say this. I hope John Morant gets back real quick because that is a young superstar you want to see playing for a long time. But
you're being correct about this.
But he was not looking good getting off the court.
This is the one lesson in NBA that we can, if we can ever drive home from a live betting standpoint, is if the superstar and you're watching the game looks like he's gonna miss extended period of time
run
get to it quick, because and they're adjusting it quicker than they used to, but you still have got about 90 seconds like to be able to get in there and hit it. So
that window was open longer, honestly, than it should have been. I was able to lay 5.5 pretty quick when they were up 8. I of course the only regret now is I didn't bet 10x on it of what I did. But
isn't gambling a funny thing?
Yeah,
the psychology of gambling. Now you're just mad at yourself because you can bet more. The lesson.
He'd have done that. He'd have come back in and scored 60.
Right.
And then,
exactly.
Whatever. So just take your win.
The less you bet, the more you lose when you win. Famous man once said. All right. Bets that you've actually made and have in your account, man.
This is my most active week, I think, of the year, actually.
Wow.
Shockingly enough, which I didn't think it would end up being, but I really do end up liking this slate a good bit. So, look, talk about this all week. I've been on the Eagles. It's half what the Eagles have been doing, and the other half is just the Giants are just in a bad way right now. And so getting the 3.5, I think, is a little bit short, actually. So I really do like the Eagles there. This Jets thing came in today for me. Like I said, I had been wanting to play them kind of anyway because I don't think the Texans should be a favorite over anybody. But then when if we believe Robert Saleh, all the guys that I was nervous about and why I didn't make the bet earlier in the week, he said they're all going to play. And so if that's the case, then I will take points against, again, like I'm getting points going up against the team that I have power rated the lowest in the NFL. So,
if the Texans win and get their third win, all of a sudden your preseason.
It's it's going to become
that's
a sweat.
Sweat.
All of a sudden.
That's it's going to become a sweat.
The under on Texans. We've got the best number ever.
It's going to become a sweat. I can't even believe that. I explained, you know, Bengals, I just like them a lot better than I think most people do. I think that this offense is probably one of the top 10 in the league. And this defense is, I think, can do enough to limit what I consider to be a bottom five offensive unit and what the Steelers are basically rolling out these days. And so 3.5, I really wish it wasn't a hook on there, but I'll go ahead and take it. Panthers, this is more of a play, like I said, against as opposed to a play on. More of a play against the Dolphins than it is a play on the Panthers. Less than a field goal here. No weapons for Tua, and then also it's just the way that the Dolphins play defense, I actually think, plays pretty well for the Panthers with Christian McCaffrey coming out of the backfield, and honestly, the no protection for Tua whatsoever going up against a defensive line that has been getting to the quarterback pretty good. That's about some consistency there from them on that, and then also getting healthier in the secondary for the Panthers. I'm on under Titans-Patriots at 44. I made this one yesterday. I think you can still probably find a 44 out there. 43.5, I think, at most places, but there might be a 44 still available. When it looked like it was going to be pretty grim on the Titans side of things, I went ahead and put this in, kind of a more speculative type deal. But look, Patriots aren't a splash play offense as it is anyway, and then you've got this Titans team that I think is going to struggle to score. So, you know, Patriots can grind out a 27-10 here, 27-13, and I still win, you know, so I feel pretty good about that one. Bills Patriots money line parlay. That was when those numbers were a little bit lower, so it was better than a teaser. So I just played a money line parlay at and it was at -109. Washington Rams up to 8 on both sides there. Those lines are gone, so we won't go into that much longer. And then the one I did add today was the Patriots and the Vikings. Took the Vikings up to 9, Patriots down to 1. Love the Patriots this week again against that depleted Texans team and then Titans team. And then again, the Vikings, I think, at least can score enough to keep this thing within double digits. The 49ers wouldn't surprise me at all if the 49ers won this game, but I think the Vikings can score enough to keep this thing within double digits.
All right. I'm not nearly as robust as yours, but I am on the Patriots as well, -7. And this is that rare week. I don't remember another time this has ever happened, but it would happen on Thanksgiving week where we do the Megapod super early in the week. I loved Tennessee getting 6.5 at that point, but now the A.J. Brown absence, I don't know how you can't play Patriots here. Patriots -7. I'm surprised this hasn't gone up, quite frankly. It might be one of those deals this weekend where people are just waking up to the news late. Mm-hmm. Hey, A.J. Brown's not playing. I should probably play the Patriots. I like the Colts +3. Listen, I'm going to repeat what I said earlier on this show. Watch the in-season Hard Knocks, streaming only, on the Indianapolis Colts. You will be so impressed with his organization. I'm not bullish on the Bucks right now, nearly as bullish as others are. I like the Colts here. If you're giving me the 3, I'll take the 3. Colts +3. Those are my only sides in my account right now. And then I have a 6-point teaser. I went with 3 teams here. Patriots down, Colts up, Packers up. And that is the only thing I have in my account currently.
Yeah, I'll start with the bets I have that are not shown on my graphic that I added today. I did grab a piece of Vikings +3.5, have them in that teaser as well with the Patriots. And then grabbed the Panthers laying the 2. Like you said, Matt, that is it's really not as much of a play on the Panthers. I do think, yes, Christian McCaffrey getting another week in that offense. I think that offense should look a little bit better, but really more of a play against the Dolphins. So just laying 2 points, did like that play. And then a lot tied in with the Patriots here. This is Patriots-Eagles. I did a money line parlay with. Man, I'll tell you, buying a 0.5 point around that 3 in town these days is so expensive. It's like I was looking at that today, and I'm like, I'm just going to play this a different way. So I tied it in with the Patriots, which I know we all love this week. Bills-Bengals, that was a moneyline parlay I made a few days ago. Like that Bengals side of it, too, just trying to get it underneath that 3. And then Patriots-Vikings, that 6-point teaser, I did play pretty large. And then Bills already home on that, the other teaser, and Packers up to 7.5. I played this a couple days ago because you can get a better number on the Packers than that right now. So yeah, that's everything I'm rolling into the weekend with a little bit more than I was expecting to be playing too, man.
Also, if the Titans pull this upset, then Vrabel coach of the year, Dunzo. So if you have any inkling to get in on that that number, you better get in on that number now. Because one, not only would he be winning with a shell of a team, but he's also knocking off one of the guys that's in front of him as well in the race. And so
I'd say the exact same thing for that number one seed market that's available in other jurisdictions.
Yeah.
They win this game. They are in the driver's seat for number one seed, even though the Ravens obviously would still have, you know, pending what they do against the Browns. But this is kind of about as hard as it gets for the Titans. They have a bye next week, but it's about as hard as it gets for them moving forward.
So yeah, Vrabel 6-1 coach of the year. Yeah, I like what you're thinking. So then number one seed. I mean, Titans are 2-1, but you're right. You're right. A win there, it would almost lock it up or get close to locking it up. So, yeah, I'm with you. I think if you like the Titans in this game, I think that's a good call by both of you guys. I think those markets are good to splash a little money.
Matt's is better, though, because that's by proxy, right? That's a better proxy bet for the same thing, you know? And you're knocking off Belichick.
Yeah, you're knocking off Belichick, yeah. It's a better number, and, yeah, you're knocking him out of the way.
That's if they win, which is a big if. Because I don't quite know how they do that.
I don't either, but if you have any sort of inkling, any sort of gut feeling, any sort of whatever, then get that ticket in the account now. Because, again, that number will be long gone. Long, long, long gone.
Long gone. Should be fun. Week 12, National Football League, which started, yesterday in ways we couldn't possibly have imagined. With just the futility of the first game and then the flag fest that was the Raiders and the Cowboys. Sort of ended with a dud, but, you know, betting was well done for us.
It was nice. We got a coast job.
As long as that's the case, we'll take it. We'll see what's in store for us Sunday and what has been a wacky NFL season, that's for sure. Good luck with all your bets this weekend, college or pro and beyond. For Matt Brown, for Kelly Bidlin, Gil Alexander. We got a dynamic duo at Circa tonight for the nightcap. Jeff Parlay and Wes Reynolds. Enjoy from VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Jamie's, bro.